Focus is on crime.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
With Carmichael Dave, Katie Christensen, and Nate Goodyear.
New morning, team.
Put the top down. Rev your engine.
Say, what goes on this morning?
Welcome to the drive.
I don't know if I want to say, wow, I really respect that about you, or if I want to say, gosh, that is so stupid.
Come on, man. Wake the up. The drive.
His mouth.
Here we go with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
That keg is almost tapped.
Yes.
And they're going to get every last drop out of it.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios. Coors Light, with great beer comes great responsibility. Now the drive continues with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
There's a giant sinkhole in Tracy.
Sinkhole.
I don't know how she feels about it, but my goodness.
Man.
Watching it on TV right now. Sinkholes scare the hell out of me.
Right.
I don't know what they are.
And they just come out of nowhere.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, you're just driving along and, oh, hey, here's a sinkhole. You're dead.
I think it's a UFO, really. I think it's alien and it's something with aliens. Don't you agree, Jay? It's got to be aliens.
I might 25% agree. I'm not sure.
He's a
Though I am clueless on what it is.
You guys are actually, like, unaware of the science behind sinkholes, or are you just making jokes?
I really have never researched it.
It has something to do with, like, the water table and stuff like that. When there's these little pockets, the water gets in underneath, say, things that are paved or whatever, man-made especially, but not always, and it erodes the ground from the bottom underneath, so it just takes, you know, whatever, a certain amount of time.
All right, let's see how
it away
let's
and you just how, fall right in.
Let's see how close you were, because you did that just so.
I could make things up. You
Nate
don't
did
know.
It off the top of his head. I'll give him credit or take away credit for that. He did do it off the top of his head. A sinkhole, also known as like 12 other different things, including a swallet, a doline.
Swallet?
A C-note. And a swallow hole.
Isn't a C-note? That is not.
Are you looking up the right kind of sinkhole, pal?
Looking at the, is a depression or hole in the ground caused by some form of collapse of the surface layer. Well, okay, dummy, we knew that.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, dummy.
It is a hole in the shape of a sink. Some are caused by the karst processes. For example, the chemical dissolution of carbonate rocks or suffusion processes. Sinkholes vary in size. You know what? Honestly, I'm reading this, and I still don't know if you were dead on or not, because I don't know what any of that stuff is.
I mean, it could be water, could be chemicals, whatever. The erosion happens beneath the ground, and the sink,
right.
Like, you just don't see
surface
it.
Drainage from running or standing water.
Oh, good. But, so there's parts.
I wonder.
So that's one.
I wonder if sinkholes happen on average more on Wednesday horse than any other day of the week.
Wednesday horse.
Wednesday horse. Do we have a factoid?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I hate
swallow
sinkholes.
Swallow hole.
How much?
It's called a swallow hole. I'm not joking.
Oh, that's
Wikipedia.
Swallow.
Swallet. Exactly. Swallet. Which
or
I thought was
C-note.
I thought that was a swaggy wallet.
That sounds so. That sounded like something you'd use to sneak crap into prison.
Hey, man, is that a wallet? No, that's a swallet.
That's a swallet.
This is actually kind of surprised me.
Yeah, speaking of sinkholes.
Horse hooves are made from the same protein that comprises human hair and fingernails.
Yeah, here's another thing about horse hooves. Did you know, and I don't know, this could be a wives' tale. I don't know this, but is it true that Jell-O is partly made out of horse hooves?
Gelatin?
Jell-O comes from horse hooves.
That may.
I think it might be true, or I'm really irresponsible.
It probably like used to be true. Someone
told me that once, and I believed them. But then again, my cousin had me convinced when I was 8 years old that one time she ate a chicken breast and bit into a nipple, and so she doesn't eat chicken breast.
Oh my god!
And I didn't eat chicken breast for like 5 years. I'm just saying. I was told this when I was younger. I can be very persuaded one way or
persuaded.
The other.
Persuaded.
You looked up Jell-O and
I'm on Snopes right now. I'm waiting for it to pop up. Jell-O and horse hooves is
Jell-O,
like literally Jell-O the title of the thing.
Jell-O and horse hooves. Oh, okay, yeah, that's a top story.
True.
Unlike
Jell-O is made from bones and hides.
No.
Sometimes the most innocuous of foodstuffs contain constituents whose origins are less than appetizing, such as the case with Jell-O. Blah, blah, blah. Underneath Jell-O's jiggly wholesomeness lurks a secret blibbity-blue-blah. It's made from gelatin, an animal product rendered from the hides and bones of animals, typically
By the way,
pork
just
skins,
so you know,
horses,
as,
cattle bones,
wait,
and split
as you
cattle
read this,
hides.
No, I'm cutting you off, because as you read this, our listeners are wanting to vomit in their car. And
we're doing
by
a
the
public
way,
service.
By the way, did you know that horses can't vomit?
Wow. Did I just hear that horses have no gag reflex?
Wow.
Oh. Okay.
Pork skins? Pork.
So it says that it says that Kraft officially says that hooves do not contain the necessary collagen and therefore are not used in the production of its Jell-O brand gelatin product.
Can I be honest? I'd rather it be made out of hooves than pork skins and hides and bones.
All, you mean like all the stuff that we were led to believe that hot dogs are made
out of? Come
on,
man, it's Jell-O. Well, hot dog's a different story. For no reason other than I'm saying it is. Leave the hot dog alone.
Okay.
Leave the damn hot dog alone.
Another reason I don't serve them at my barbecue.
By the way, we got to do this. We were talking about Brad Nessler replacing Vern Lundquist in the it's the SEC games, I believe, right? College football.
Amongst others. I think it's technically like their college football game of the week, but they do SEC.
We had Kenny Albert on in the last segment, and he was talking about the difficulty. We asked him, "What's the most difficult sport?" And we all thought he's because he calls all four sports. And he said the baseball was the most difficult and hockey was the easiest.
We're flabbergasted.
And our gasteds are completely flabbergasted. And then somebody on the text line said, well, golf might be the easiest. That got us on to the Vern Lundquist story, which got us on to 2005 Masters Tiger Woods chip shot at the 16th hole. I'm sure you probably remember it. If you don't, here's what it sounded like.
And he's picked out a landing spot that is a good. God,
Vern is so good. Listen to those pipes.
Yes. Yes, he is.
There's a good chance he doesn't get this inside DeMarco's ball.
Psych. Tiger's lining it up. I want to do golf.
This would be great.
Yeah. Well, because we wouldn't shut up like we're doing now. But we're trying to fill time because Tiger. Here we go.
Well, here it comes. Oh my goodness! In your life, have you seen anything like that?
It's such a great line.
And it is.
Here's what's weird. Learning on the air about this, because I don't remember ever playing that call on the air. I think the lesson to be taken from that is, as a radio host, as I'm playing this clip, I'm thinking to myself 5 seconds ago, I wonder if this is translating, actually. This is, you know, I've only watched this. I've never played it on the air for listeners. So somebody riding around maybe that's unfamiliar with that shot, when you actually dissect the call on the radio, it's not really that great of a call because he's what Vern did.
TV
that was
telling the story.
Like many of the best calls, the proper announcer will allow for the television to tell the story and he will augment.
As you call it, you let it breathe.
He let it breathe. Mm-hmm. So on the radio, I'll bet you the radio call of that was a lot more fun radio-wise. TV-wise, though? My goodness.
Couldn't beat that.
In your life, have you ever seen anything like that? And the answer is no.
No, Vern, I have not.
And you might remember that play now because that shot because the ball paused on top of the hole with the Nike symbol.
Yeah, they literally made an ad out of it.
It could not have been a more perfect
artistic piece of branding. No.
Phil Knight had to change his pants when he saw that live. That thing, it couldn't have been better for Nike. I don't know how to transition to this other than to it. There is no good transition at all. Darren Collison of your Sacramento Kings arrested Monday on a domestic violence charge. Deputies responded up in Placer County to a report of a woman being assaulted. The sheriff's office said in a release yesterday they arrested him midday Monday after deputies found the woman, quote, visibly injured. He was booked at Placer County Jail. He was charged with one count of corporal injury on a spouse, two misdemeanor bench warrants from driving on a suspended license. He was released on $55,000 in bail hours after the arrest, due back in court July 11th. The Kings released this statement, quote, the Sacramento Kings condemn violence of any kind. We are gathering additional information, and once all facts are known, we will take appropriate steps. So, guys, we talked about this in the 6 o'clock hour. Obviously, we're going to reset it for people tuning in later. on their way to work. And we'll say the same thing I think we said in the 6 o'clock. I don't think anything's changed in 2 hours. We don't know. We don't know what happened. We know what the report says. And it's a little bit irresponsible, I think we all agree, to convict or defend this guy. Let the process take its course. Let them figure it out. And then make your judgment based on the legal system. I think that's all right. You can do.
We do know how people are reacting to it in a number of ways through the text line and you know, no one in Sacramento will ever cheer for him again. Then there's the person on the opposite side that is saying, let this play out in the court system before you make up your mind about what happened. And I feel like this is the thing that we need to reiterate. And you just said it. Like, there's no defending this. We're not saying – what we are saying is, at this point, we know that there was an arrest.
Right.
He has not gone to court yet. We will find out the details as they unfold. It is not fair to anyone, regardless of it, if it's the person sitting in the cubicle next to you or a person playing for the professional sports team that you root for, to judge or come to conclusions about anything like this until it is played out through the legal system.
Right.
So don't start asking us questions about what does this mean for your Kings? What does it mean for Rajon Rondo? Don't ask about signing Seth Curry. It means nothing right now because we don't know anything. And I also think it's a little premature to be wondering over an issue like this. The first thing that you're worried about is what does this mean for our Kings?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
There's still a lot that's going to be found out about this.
And as gross as it is, and Nate, you and I talked about this, as gross as it is, kind of like, oh, well, there's domestic violence. Hey, does that mean Seth Curry's going to re-sign? We understand the thought process, but still, no idea.
Just did you right? There's nothing to draw from there. And you brought up a really interesting point when we talked about this earlier, and that's just the jarring response, less than the people that jump straight to the, well, hey, I don't know this guy. How does it affect the Kings? He didn't look like the type of guy that would do that. Or, you know, Darren, you know, the shock and what you said was really simple, which is, you know, what is the profile, right? And I think that's just kind of the general awareness issue here that we all need to be seeing.
That is an ignorant.
Right. Without taking either side on this, without knowing all of the facts, what we all need to understand about domestic violence in general is that there is no profile for abusers. There's no, and the same goes for basically all walks of criminality. There's no profile.
Right.
So just be aware of that. Whether that has anything to do with the truth in the Darren Collison case remains to be seen.
I think when people wondering what the Kings are going to do, the Kings are going to do exactly what you and I are going to do. They're going to sit back and watch and see how the whole thing plays out. They have the same details we do. Well, I expect they probably, to be fair, they probably talked to Darren, so they have a few more details. And I don't know, and you don't know. And quite simply, at least from my perspective, and I think everybody is can say whatever they want, here's how I'm going to look at it. I don't know. And when the process plays itself out and more information comes out, if it does, I'll make my judgment. If it turns out that the guy is a domestic abuser, beat his wife, well, I'm personally done with him. That's just me. I'm done with him. We don't know. People keep – and the speculation is also equally silly. Well, what happens if a video comes out? Well, I don't know. What happens if a video comes out? What happens if a comet hits the Earth tomorrow? That's not going to matter either. I don't know. You don't know. You know, they're automatically going into Ray Rice. Well, we don't know.
Just hold on.
Well, if you're asking if a Ray Rice type video came out in 2 days, would it change?
Would it be bad?
Yes, the answer is correct. It would be very, very bad. But we don't know. It's a personal thing between Darren and his wife. The fact that he's a Sacramento King means that we're talking about it. Of course we have to talk about it, but Hot Take Central is not here. Will, you're on the drive.
Hey, Dave. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Hey, Katie and Nader. One thing to keep in mind here with the Collison situation, every cop I've ever known or interacted with will tell you this with a domestic violence call. 99% of the time, they're going to arrest somebody because they want to make sure the situation stops and they don't have to come back or they're not blamed for further violence. So everybody kind of needs to hold for a little bit here and wait and see if there's anything actually prosecutable that comes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it may be nothing. It may be they just had a spat, took a couple smacks at each other, and she doesn't press charges, he doesn't press charges, and they just arrested him because they have to calm the situation down. So it could be nothing at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was not, because that's a great call. I completely get what he's saying.
The one thing I do take issue with is it could be that they had a spat and took a couple smacks at each
other. Oh, I didn't even hear that part.
That part of it was not so great. I understand what he's saying, because domestic violence is a serious issue, and it's, you know, it's not just men being arrested for this either. It's like women in situations are also being arrested for domestic violence, because if there's any sign of a struggle or anything, whether it is towards a male or a female, somebody is going to get arrested because it's a serious issue and the police take it very seriously. I do agree with them in the sense that we don't know, and we've said it over and over. We do not know what happened. We don't know what the situation is. We have to wait to let it play out. But I don't know. I feel like our job right now is kind of to calm people down and at the same time not look like we're taking this issue lightly. That's not what's going on. We just don't have the facts, so we're not going to convict this person of wrongdoing before any of this has played out in the legal system.
And that's the thing. Like he said, whatever the police strategy is or history or whatever, again, trying to play this out, and here's a text here. Guys, she had visible bruises. That makes it difficult to understand not being guilty.
It does, but we don't know what the visible... if they got in an argument, right. Say someone gets in an argument, and I have bruises all the time, but it's from like, okay, I'm out doing my yard work or whatever. There's a number of things. Like my dog scratches me in the face. There's a number of things. It doesn't mean that was a new thing. We don't know. So don't say, oh, she had visible bruises. I have visible bruises every day. Does that mean that you abused me, Dave?
At the same time, and this is the problem with getting into defending this one way or the other. It may very well be that...
Believe
something
me,
horrible
just,
happened. We don't
this
know.
This is real simple. We will find out everything. We will find out everything. I was just reading last night about, you remember when Marv Albert went through all his crap? I know it's kind of apropos because Kenny was on today, and I don't mean to, but when Marv Albert went through all of his stuff, we found out some weird stuff about Marv Albert, man. Stuff that you wouldn't want out there, stuff that really... we have no right to know.
Sure.
It's stuff that you would never want to know about anybody's personal life, but it came out because it was in court and he was faced with things. So believe me when I say we will find out more about Darren Collison's life with his wife than we ever wanted to know.
Yep.
There's no reason to speculate on it.
It's all long-winded and necessary way of us saying to play this out in any way possible in the court of public opinion is irresponsible. Anyone defending him because he's a king or they like how he dribbles or they enjoy his jump shot is a moron. And I think to completely convict the guy before the process has taken its course is also off base. Let it play out. We're not lawyers as much as we all want to be. All right, so that's Darren Collison. That's what's going on there. Back to the world of sports otherwise. So I don't know if you know this. The Thunder were up 3-1.
Yeah, I heard.
And they lost to the Warriors.
That happened, yeah.
Warriors are going to the finals, and that game one's happening tomorrow on Thursday. Okay? Mm-hmm. Tomorrow on Thursday.
I
had to double that up. Mm-hmm. There was a fan who basically, this is a Cavs fan who said he would eat his shirt.
Eat his shirt.
If the Warriors came back to win that series.
Oh gosh. I see where this is going.
Hey, the Warriors came back to win the series.
Whoops.
Here's the audio.
It wasn't that terrible with barbecue sauce.
Oh, my God.
I feel like it probably isn't the most healthy thing, but that I would. It's not even chewable.
Duh.
What did you expect?
You know that can lead to serious health issues like bowel obstructions and things like that. I'm imagining if it happened, like my sister has a St. Bernard that apparently loves to eat socks. That's a horrible thing.
Right. You don't digest. You know what? I think we should do an experiment because this is the closest way to do it. No, nobody has to eat a shirt.
Nobody has
to eat a shirt. What we're going to do is test the digestibility of it by putting a shirt in a bucket and then we're all going to throw up into the bucket.
Yeah.
And we're gonna let it sit for a few days and see how much it breaks down the shirt.
Sounds like a great scientific experiment.
I'm all for it.
That's terrible.
By the way, I give
that
a guy who made a bet that he would eat his shirt. I give him props for trying.
No, that's dumb.
But he made the bet. What's he supposed to do? Back out?
Yes.
No.
Something else.
No. What? Then make the bet something else.
Okay, this is where
why would you,
you can't welch.
It's just completely ridiculous train of thought for you. I mean,
why?
The reason is not there. I understand he made a bet. I understand he made a bet.
Yes.
But if this is how you address bets, I have a number of bets that we can make then, because I don't believe that you've won a bet yet between you and I. In fact, it goes
we've
back to...
We've made one bet.
No, we've made other bets.
Name
but
them.
Now that I know, I'm yes. going to start choosing things like, okay, I want you to eat a fork.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Like, he wouldn't make that.
Okay, when we get back, I'm going to tell Katie why she's wrong. I'm going to completely mansplain to her why I'm right and you're wrong. I'll probably end up on the losing end of it. But still, yeah. I'm going to try my best. Okay. It's a drive at Sports 1140 KHDK. All right, it's the drive, and John is in Stockton. John, you're on with Dave, Katie, and Nate. Hey, John.
John boy.
John. John will go back on hold.
All right, John.
Because John was not ready to come out of the box.
John in a box.
Before we went to break. I hate that we went to break at this moment. We're talking about the Cavs fan that ate his shirt because he lost a bet.
Disgusting.
He said that's disgusting. We agree. He said that could cause bowel issues.
It could cause health problems.
Sure,
yeah.
We agree. But then you said he shouldn't have done it.
Right.
And we disagree.
Mm-hmm.
He made the bet.
Dave.
Katie.
So you're telling me.
Yes.
If Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Made a bet at school,
mm-hmm.
and he lost it. And
yep.
the bet included him eating some kind of foreign object that could put him at risk with his health.
Sure.
That you would tell your son, sorry, son, it's not the smart thing to do, but you made a bet.
Nope.
Teach a kid not to make the bet,
well,
Katie. You're missing the boat here.
Here's the thing.
Of course. Would you just let your kid climb into the gorilla habitat, too? And then be like,
of course I would not have him eat the foreign object.
Okay.
He's a child.
Okay.
He's not an adult.
Sorry, so
an 18-year-old Mason.
He cannot make those proper decisions, and I'm his father.
I would argue that
what
this
I would
gentleman
do, though,
that made this bet mm-hmm. is a freaking child.
Well, I mean, we're all kids at heart. What I would do with my son is I would make him wish he could eat that foreign object when I embarrassed him to the point where he learned not to do that. You make a bet. Now, one time, the Pistons were playing the Lakers in the NBA Finals.
Okay.
This is a few years back. The Chauncey Billups Pistons.
Okay.
I made a bet, and I gave my two friends sitting next to me that were watching the game. We were about ready to watch game one. They were trying to tell me how the Pistons had a chance against Shaq and Kobe. So you guys are morons.
Mm-hmm.
I made each of them a bet. One at $10, one at $5, and I gave them 100-1 odds that the Pistons would beat the Lakers. I lost.
Mm-hmm.
I lost $1,500 on that bet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. I did not have $1,500. I didn't have anything close to $1,500 to my name. I was a young lass. But I paid the bet off.
Mm-hmm.
I had to pay the bet off. Did one of my friends offered me the opportunity to just take him to dinner. And we call it even. That wasn't the bet. The bet, what my stupid fat mouth.
I understand.
Opened up and made a bet, and I had
Dave.
To pay it off.
Yes. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have. This was a monetary bet. This was not something that was putting you at risk with your health. There is a difference.
Sure.
It's called logic. The
sure.
guy's an idiot for making the bet because, you know, it's kind of like the. It's one of those bets where you make it because it seems like, oh, yeah, I'm never going to eat my shirt. Well, he's an idiot for
we're on
making
the same
it if
side,
he's actually going to do it.
We're on the same side, but for different reasons. You're saying you're an idiot for making the bet. Don't pay it off. I'm saying, no, don't make the bet. If you're not willing to pay off the bet, don't make the bet. You can't welch on a bet.
So if he had instead
what?
Said, If they whatever win or lose whatever this was,
sure.
I can't even
oh kill
get
myself.
That, right, exactly because
yeah.
that's where this conversation is inevitably going.
I will get in my car and drive blindfolded.
Okay, well hold on because Dave, you and I have made like loose. I can't think of one off the top of my head, but like loose wagers before where it's just like, oh, if that happens, I will do X,
yeah.
Y thing, Z thing, really awful. Like I'll sacrifice my child or something like that. Now if I were to look you in the eye and say, okay, dude, Seriously, let's shake on it. Let's shake on it. Let's do it. Because you, I mean, you know, right. We've had those conversations.
Then I wouldn't
before.
But I wouldn't shake on it.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Of course, I wouldn't shake on it, or was it one of those loose bets which everyone makes?
Well, no. I think what he's referring to is like in conversation, be like, "Oh my God, if that happened, I'd flick my, you know, I'd punch my kid in the forehead or something."
I will. I will show up to work every day without pants on if that ever happens.
Right.
And then it actually happens.
You know? And then now, had you stood up and said, "Okay, dude, check it out." And first off, there has to be something in it for me. So it's got to be a bet of not just me coming to work with my pants off, but if I win, you come to work with your pants off. If we stand,
I get to punch your daughter.
Yeah, whatever it may be. So if we stand up and we look each other in the eyes and we shake, guess what?
It's on then.
It's on. It is on.
I think that's the play now. This is where this is headed. Is that every time.
Jay, I'm literally working with two morons.
No, you're just now
figuring that out.
You're a welchy girl is what you are.
Welchy girl?
You're a welchy girl because here's the thing. If I say I'll bet you this or I'll kill myself or I'll drive blindfolded or whatever other example you want.
I'm going to call you out on it now.
And of course I'm not going to do it. Of course I'm not going to do it. But.
Guess what? You
guess
also
what?
Then
I'm welchy. I'm welchy, and my word is nothing.
You are welchy.
How am I welchy?
Because we had a bet.
We have
about
a bet.
The outcome of the
bring
finals
in the uniform
last
tomorrow.
Year.
Have I tossed the uniform aside?
Guess what?
Have I ever said I wouldn't
listen
do it?
Listen to me.
I can't listen to you. You're full of welchiness.
You wore the uniform. I came on as a guest and filled in on your morning show several months ago.
Huh?
It's offensive to people from Wales.
That's a great point. Or the Jelly fans.
You put on the uniform, but I have yet to see my freaking burger.
I believe it was a sandwich.
It was, but I told you what kind of sandwich I wanted.
Oh, I'm sorry. I believe you made that adjustment after the handshake.
Fine.
But either
make
way.
Make me a sandwich.
How the hell am I going to make,
you,
how the hell am I gonna make you a sandwich in the radio station? How am I going to make you a hamburger?
You literally said, I will bring my panini maker and make you a sandwich, and you did not.
I said that?
Yes, you did.
I don't have a panini maker. It's like a little breakfast sandwich maker.
You said it. You said, my wife has a little breakfast sandwich maker. You haven't done it.
Hold on.
You're a horrible person, Dave.
Katie. Although I understand our brains, the brains are different sizes here, but let me explain back to you here.
The brains are different sizes.
Here's what you're mixing up.
Grape juice.
The sandwich was a breakfast sandwich, and that's what I was referring to with my wife. When you switched it to a hamburger, I don't have a hamburger machine that I can do here.
I would take anything. And guess what? You said you would bring it the next day, and you didn't. So you are welcome.
I got a Foreman grill. I'll settle this tomorrow. I'll bring the damn thing into the studio.
To her point, and I will happily admit this, I have not fully paid off the bet yet.
That was a year ago.
Was there a statute of limitations?
Next finals.
Was that agreed upon?
It's an implied.
It was not agreed upon.
It's an implied freaking timeline.
Implied. Take your implied, pay the rent.
Okay, so this is what Vegas does.
Bring in the uniform on the next day you want to bring in the uniform, and I will wear the damn thing, and I will make you a dumb sandwich because that's what you do. You pay your bets off.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here saying absolutely.
All right.
But I made the bet, and I will agree to it.
Nate Goodyear.
What I'm not going to do is be like,
I'm ready to settle this.
Am I bringing a Foreman grill to work tomorrow?
Is it tomorrow? Do you know where
you say the word? I'll make
by the
it
way,
happen.
This uniform is flowery and stupid.
It's my uniform from South Korea, and he's wearing the
all
whole
right.
freaking thing.
Bring
yes.
me one.
It is still in my car.
So if you still have it in your car, we can do it tomorrow.
Yes.
And I can make you any old sandwich, right?
I want a good sandwich,
Dave. Why do you need to pick your sandwich?
Because I
know
won
exactly
the
what kind
bet,
of.
Fool.
I can tell you right now what kind of sandwich I'm thinking of making you. I can't think of a good comeback. I don't know. Thank you very much. I didn't have a good sandwich to put out there. Yeah,
jeez.
Exactly.
Did you know?
And I'm fine with that. Hold on.
Hold on. Hold your horses.
But here's what I can't
say. Did you know that the average horse's heart weighs approximately 9 to 10 pounds? You want to know how much Dave's heart weighs?
35 pounds.
Zero. I'm giving heartless. Him a big donut. You want to know why? Because if you welch on a bet, you don't have a heart.
It's not a welch. It's not a welch. It just hasn't been paid off yet.
I'm going to start calling you grape soda over there or whatever.
Grape juice.
So I think the whole point is in this conversation Katie's girl ways of welching on bets is not acceptable. Oh. If you make a bet, you must
Even
pay
if
that
it's
bet off.
Detrimental to your health.
Unless you're going to kill yourself or others or cut off a limb or drive blindfolded. If you can't pay off the bet, don't make the bet. Cleveland guy is good. Cleveland guy ate the T-shirt. God bless him.
Cleveland guy really ate like the T-shirt, sauce. And I guarantee you he's not good. And just because...
So a Cleveland guy, I think.
Just because you think that he's okay does not make him okay.
He's not a welcher.
Oh, my God.
He's not. He paid it off.
There's just no way.
Paid it off
battle.
Like a man.
He is a... Highest quality character.
Thank you.
Stupid, apparently.
No,
that's
so,
a man with
exactly.
a capital M-A-N.
Man.
That's right. Man.
I wonder if you put a T-shirt with barbecue sauce on the Traeger. Because, you know, you
it
can't.
It probably tastes better than whatever he did.
You can't ruin
you can't
anything.
Screw anything.
You can't
up
ruin
on a Traeger.
Anything on a Traeger.
No, it'd
so,
be fine. Medium
give me a
rare.
Nice smoked T-shirt.
That's
with
fine.
A little barbecue rub in there.
What do I have to do to get a Traeger, Nate?
From the 916 days getting crushed.
We'll talk at the break.
Wrong.
Off air.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish this up.
Oh, man.
This is a drive. Sports 11. I'm so pissed. Sports 1140 KHDK. This is a drive. Dave, Katie, and Nate. Final segment. Thanks for joining us today. Please also join the Sacramento Republic in the next round of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. That's tonight. Tonight. Bonnie Field, 8 p.m. Purchase tickets for the match at SacRepublicFC.com. As we close up, some sounds from around the sports world and other.
Before you just change subjects.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Can I please, I haven't looked at the text line,
yeah.
but can I get some text about our previous conversation?
From the 916.
Listen to her already doing that. Yeah,
that condescending. I'm going to be passive aggressive. I just want to hear some text. Fine, you know what? I'll read the text in order of received. Dave is getting crushed in this exchange.
Nah.
From the 916, mm-hmm. Katie is right. Dave did say that. Hashtag hypocrite.
Mm.
From the 916, Katie is trying to kill somebody suggesting you drive blindfolded. From the 916, Charles Darwin, paging Charles Darwin, natural selection on line one.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
From the 707, sometimes Dave makes me laugh. Well, thanks,
good
Mom.
Point. Yeah.
I appreciate
thanks,
that. From the 916, Dave would eat it for his son. That's actually true. And from the 916, pickles, ew.
Agreed.
I have to.
Is
it all pickles?
No, I like pickles. I don't like them on things. I don't like them on my burger or my sandwich.
Really?
Like, I'll have
I'm
a pickle
tuna fish.
A la carte.
Ugh, tuna fish.
A la carte. I do my pickles
now,
a la carte. You know, I do like pickle relish and ketchup on my hot dog. That's
okay.
all I like
See?
On it.
Can we all agree there's different levels of pickle, too?
Yeah.
For example, there's something called the sweet pickle.
Yeah.
Which might as well be called the ass pickle because that's what it tastes like.
And I love sweet pickles.
Really?
Yeah.
Gross. Okay, and then there's dill pickles. There's the typical Vlasic style of dill
which,
pickle.
Which to me, like, that's the difference between like actual licorice and red vines.
Thank you.
Right? Like,
right.
There's licorice and then there's red vines. There's no red licorice. Like a pickle, you're talking about a dill pickle.
You're talking about a dill pickle. That is a pickle, but there's levels of dill pickle. You have your Vlasic style, and then you have the pickle that rises and holds court over all other pickles in the land.
The ones in the jar on the counter at the convenience store?
Those are called, those big-ass pickles.
I can't
like
even do that.
Like a whole cucumber? No. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Claussen pickle, which is found in the refrigerated section of your grocery store.
Yeah, you're pretty, I feel like we've had this conversation
the,
a few years ago.
It is
I
the greatest
this.
Pickle in the world. There's really
now,
no.
Now, which one? Because I'm a fan of the baby dills.
The baby dills are
you just power
absolutely
those down.
The best of the Claussen. The baby dill is the king of pickles.
I agree.
You have the sandwich slices if you want to put it on there. You have the whole. I can't eat a whole. The baby dills are just enough. They're bite-sized.
Pop them in there.
Just pop them in there. And then what's even more fun, probably not fun, but for me it is, go to the store and get yourself a couple cucumbers. Slice them up. Put them in the Claussen jar after you're done with the pickles.
Jay wants some more sports, but I had a non-sports story.
Well, that's exactly what Jay wanted.
We'll save that for later.
Okay, fine. You wanted sports? How about sports? Here's Adele telling a fan to stop recording her show.
I want to tell that lady as well, can you stop filming me with a video camera? Because I'm really here in real life. You can enjoy it in real life rather than through your camera.
Good for you, Adele.
Because there's lots of people outside that couldn't come in.
This brings up a great point, and I see it at games and everything, and it always blows my mind. People are recording it on their phone, watching it through their phone. I'm like, you're sitting courtside. You paid good money for these seats. Enjoy the actual experience.
There might actually be, I don't know, a televised recording of it somewhere that's even better.
And guess who is one of the biggest offenders of this?
Who? That's not right.
You.
D-Money over there.
That's not totally accurate.
Carmizzle Dizzle, he's a criminal.
You went to the Kings preseason game in, Kentucky. This was a game that, you know, not a lot of people.
I was periscoping
flew
it.
Privately. Yes.
I was periscoping it.
Yes, you were periscoping it.
Because it wasn't televised.
I know it wasn't periscoping.
So I was periscoping it for people back here to watch the game.
But were you watching the game?
Yes.
No.
That was a public service.
It was not.
You're getting on me for periscoping a game that wasn't televised to Kings fans back home?
A public service bestowed upon you by who?
Nobody.
Yeah,
I just want to be a cool guy.
Well,
nobody. It was preseason. There's Kings fans. They didn't have a way to watch the game. I periscoped it.
Yeah. And by the way, it was horrible periscope. We tuned in from radio
well,
station.
Let's see
it was really bad.
Oh, so you tuned in.
Because I had to see how dumb you were.
You're dumb.
And guess what? You were really, really
periscope
bad.
It again this year.
Periscope that.
Chris Wallace isn't worth playing
is
this
he a
clip.
Fan of Adele?
Rick Barry says the Thunder had less composure than the Warriors.
Basically, you have a team that just has more composure when the game is on the line, and when they need to get the job done, they respond to the challenge that they're faced with. Oklahoma City had a chance to go to the finals in game number 6, and they literally fell apart.
Rick Barry, not known for speaking his mind, but yes. Rick Barry, accurate?
Accurate.
He expects the Warriors to be better in the finals.
Last year in the finals, they only played 2.5 quarters of Warrior basketball in any one game and still won in 6 games. I expect the Warriors team to play better basketball in the finals than they did during this past series and than they did last year in the finals.
Agree with that?
I don't, and it's mostly just because, hey, guess what, guys? The level of competition goes up. Mm-hmm. There's a reason that they, you know, in his words, played 2.5 quarters a game of Warriors basketball. Cavs are a pretty good team. They came out of the East. I think it's going to be pretty similar because the Cavs are a healthier team.
They're healthy. That's
the Thunder
difference.
Are very good. Yep. Like, hey, the Warriors are great too. They moved on. But
it's actually a really good.
It's the NBA playoffs, man.
It's obviously a replay of last year, right? We're seeing the same thing. But the difference in this is that, guess what? The Cavs are healthy. And even though everyone is playing right now for the Warriors, there's some key people that are maybe not 100% healthy. Mm-hmm. And will that factor in?
Do you think LeBron James agrees with you?
Other than health, what's the biggest difference between this year's trip to the finals against last?
I mean, that's the biggest difference for our team. We have another year under our belt. There's some more chemistry, but health-wise, you know, we're healthy. You know, we're excited about the opportunity.
Anybody catch Richard Jefferson's Snapchat story? The plane ride from Cleveland to San Francisco. LeBron James bouncing around saying he had to get off the plane. 4 hours is too long. But maybe the best was that Richard Jefferson was wearing a Lil' Kev t-shirt. That's Kevin Love's character from the State Farm commercials. And J.R. Smith was wearing a Jump Shot Jesus shirt. Seen in public once before when Ray Allen wore it. So there's that. I thought that was kind of nice. He was wearing a Lil' Kev shirt. Those commercials are fine. They also showcase Damian Lillard's rap skills, which are real, by the way.
A freaking plus.
Here's more LeBron James. He says, hey, we have a professional group of people.
We've always been professionals. We have a professional group that thinks about the game of basketball and representing our community the best way we can. That's all that matters.
We'll get into our predictions tomorrow, as we will with Game 1 happening. And Katrina over here gone on a Friday for your, kids graduating
or
something?
It's my oldest nephew's graduating from high school, which that was my non-basketball story. Literally an email pops up while we're doing this segment, and it's from my sister who called me yesterday. And she wants me to go pick up a cake for his graduation party. But of course, she wants a picture on it because it can't be like, okay, yes, I'm going to pick up a cake for you, which I have no problem doing, and I'm going to drive it 5 hours north in 100 degrees, right?
Okay, why can't your sister pick up the cake?
Because our hometown.
There's nowhere within 3 hours to get
exactly.
A cake with a picture on it.
The only place you can do it is Reno.
Reading. I just want to make sure for those who didn't understand.
So she's like, I'm trying to get these pictures to the store for Christian's, his cake.
I'm assuming
right?
That's your nephew.
Christian.
Okay.
And it's not Christian Christensen, by the way. This is my sister.
Oh, God. That would be so fantastic.
Because people really do that. So, not only today, not only today do I need to go get an oil change because I'm going to be driving
a long time.
Jiffy Lube,
everybody. Got you covered.
But also, I have to play in some softball thing that I got roped into, Nate. And now I have to go freaking get a cake with a picture on it of my nephew. And I love him, but man, that's asking a lot.
Well, maybe just don't be a ridiculous pushover that you are and do everything everyone asks you to do.
Katie.
I have a problem saying no.
This is a fact.
Nate, over in the corner?
Did you guys catch the A's game last night just real quick? Uh-huh. Foul ball into the stands by Coco Crisp. two fans go for it. They both kind of converge on the same spot, and they both end up leaning over the railing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys had a beer in his hand.
He
leans over to get it, and like he sets the beer down. They're scrambling for the ball. The other dude came up with the beer
and
the ball. Nailed it.
That was a great trade, by the way. Didn't the guy come up? Hold on a second. I thought the guy came up with the other guy's beer. And the other guy came up with
and
the ball.
And they swapped? Okay.
They swapped.
Because the video coverage was kind of goofy
right.
And
on it.
And which one do you want?
They swapped.
Which is the better?
He got the dude's beer, and the other dude had the ball.
I'll take the beer.
You take the beer?
Yep.
Yeah.
I can go get a beer anytime I want. I can't get a foul ball.
Can get a baseball.
It's a foul ball.
Can't get drunk off a baseball. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., for Katie, Nate, and a very, very patient Jay Johnson behind the glass. It's The Drive. Jim Rome is next. Enjoy your KHDK programming day right here on where else? Sports 1140 KHDK. See you tonight for The Republic.